Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. A number of studies have shown viruses and bacteria can survive on these reusable tote bags that were all taken to the grocery stores for up to 9 days. That has some implications as we try to slow down the spread of the coronavirus, not just here in Washington State, but across the entire country. And it's exactly why State Senator Doug Erickson of Ferndale wants the governor to veto a particular bill that can make the situation a lot worse. He joins me now. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Hey, you betcha. Thanks for having me on.
So what are you asking?
Well, Jason, one of the interesting things I think that's happening right now in Washington is we look back at the 2020 legislative session through the lens of the coronavirus and COVID-19. Makes a lot of the bills we pass seem almost outdated already, unnecessary. And kind of like, what were we thinking? When everything is going well, it's easy to pass bills and not really worry about the consequences of what that means. So last year, or this last legislative session, we passed a bill, the Democrats passed a bill, banning plastic bags in Washington State. And now what we're finding out is the plastic bag is one of the things that you want to use to help slow or stop the spread of the coronavirus. So I think that I'm asking Governor Inslee to veto the plastic bag ban bill that was passed by the legislature in 2020.
He's not going to do that, probably, right? So what's the next step?
We'll see. You know, I mean, if you take a look at it just today, Governor Inslee said shut down all the state parks. He's saying mm-hmm. we're going to have a shelter in place. He's taking very strong positions on trying to fight this virus. You know, some people can agree with some of the things he's doing. Some people would disagree, but he's taking a very strong stance. So I think this is something he should do to help us in the future.
Oh, I agree. He should
spread of viruses.
Yeah, you're 100% right. He 100% should do it. But this is the environmentalist governor. Even though a lot of his policies haven't made the environment here in Washington State any better, he still likes to brand himself as that. And I wonder if that's going to get in the way of making the right decision in this case. And I don't know. The deal is he could just veto this bill and it would just be temporary. And my expectation is the Democrats, if they still have control, they come back in and they just pass the bill again.
Yeah, we'll see. That could happen. It might not happen. People might be, you know, looking at things differently now, though. You know, in a crisis like this tends to refocus, recalibrate how elected officials look at certain situations. Mm-hmm. And something that might have seemed great when everybody was, fat and happy, to use the expression, when things are going very well, all of a sudden there are a few hitches in the giddy up. And people realize that many of the things that we take for granted, we shouldn't take for granted, like our public safety, our public health, the supply chain network. All of these things are take constant tending, and we need to be working on it. So I think bills like this show us that it's an overreaction, and it's things that we should not be doing here if we want to maintain our health and safety in the state.
We're talking about coronavirus safety in the state of Washington with State Senator Doug Erickson, Republican from Ferndale. Another issue I wanted to chat with you about, gun shops. Gun shops are deemed non-essential during this stay-at-home directive, and so they're going to be closed across the state starting later today, later this evening. It's weird that you can't go to a gun shop, even though that's in part how one might exercise their gun rights, and yet elective abortions are permitted to move forward.
Yeah, something else in terms of that health double standard, you know, and in terms of the abortion issue in Washington State. Also looking at medicinal marijuana shops are open. Mm-hmm. You would think that there'd be a way to allow for some type of a curbside delivery of your ammunition should you need to get some during this crisis that we're in. You know, one of the things, Jason, we have to be very careful of as we work our way through this crisis, and politicians need to rise above partisanship and trying to inject an agenda into the situation. I think that, if we're going to close shops, should the gun shops be closed? I guess we could talk about that. But I mean, a lot of other shops who provide similar types of services would also have to be closed.
Yeah, just some sense of consistency.
Many of those aren't. Yeah. And we're seeing that happen. We saw it in D.C. with what was proposed for some of the stimulus packages, some of the frivolous things that were tried to be put in place, put into that package for partisan reasons. And now is the time when the people of Washington, America, want politicians not to be partisan, take care of fundamentals, recalibrate your partisan spectrum, so to speak, and focus on things that need to be done to stabilize the situation.
Have you seen that right now in the state of Washington?
I think we're doing better than we have in the past, you know, and I think we're doing okay. At the time of crisis, interesting thing, Jason, it's much easier to govern during a time of crisis than in the recovery from the crisis, if you know what I mean. So once we come out of this COVID-19 crisis, and we will, that is when things are going to get very, very difficult in terms of how we try to manage our world markets, how we try to bring drug manufacturing back into America, what we're doing on our borders. There are going to be a lot of very difficult questions, a lot of different pieces of legislation we're going to have to deal with once we get done with this. So right now we're doing pretty good. It's much easier to govern during a crisis because it brings people together. Once we get out of it, things are going to get very dicey.
State Senator Doug Erickson from Ferndale joining me on the line. We're talking about the recovery efforts, or really for now, the health care impacts of coronavirus is happening all across the state of Washington. We're seeing individual hospitals saying they're still not necessarily getting all of the equipment that they need, the personal protective equipment. At the same time, the Trump administration saying it's on its way. Are you happy right now with the federal response?
You know, I am. I don't think we should ever be happy or complacent. We should always be trying to do better. But when you get to a crisis situation like this, you can't expect the stockpiles to be there for every unanticipated, you know, event that could happen of this magnitude. So I think we're moving forward. We're moving in the right direction, and I think that is a very good thing in terms of the response that we're seeing right now, both at the state level and the federal level, with full understanding if you're going to have a nationwide epidemic, it's hard to stockpile. It's hard to plan for the 9.9 earthquake to have everything in place to be able to respond immediately.
How would you rate our level of preparedness in Washington State?
Yeah, I think average with other states around the country.
Yeah.
You know, which is fine. We need to focus in on being, President Trump is doing a very good job of doing, being upbeat in terms of we're going to beat this and we're going to get the economy back on track and we're going to keep going forward. And one of the things, Jason, I also believe in is a division of labor when it comes to the response. So in my role as a state senator, I'm focusing in quite a bit on what happens after COVID-19. We're working on things right now to help people out. We've got to stabilize our business community, particularly our small businesses going forward so they can reopen when this is done. And I'm also encouraging everybody to listen to their local health authorities or local governments in terms of what's being told on how to interact with people and how to prevent the spread. But that's a very important part of what we need to do in this response also is divide the labor, have people responding at different levels, but we need to have a very robust economic response in Washington State to help out those companies that are being decimated and the employees who are not receiving paychecks.
I want to follow up on your point of listening to the public health officials, which is something we've said on the show ad nauseum for the last couple weeks now. There are some folks in the audience on the conservative side who are saying the government has no right to tell you not to leave your house except for the essentials. And so what's your response to that?
It's a tough one. You know, I mean, I would tend to be more of a libertarian bent myself to what's going on. And I think people can leave their house, but they also have to be smart. They shouldn't be congregating. There's those pictures we saw up in Seattle with Rattlesnake Ridge, I think it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And
Alki
all the
Beach,
people, you know, gathering up there. That type of stuff probably shouldn't be happening for your own protection, your own safety, and the protection of others that you're going to come into contact with later. The hard part, Jason, is we don't know the true impacts and implications of this virus. You know, what's going to happen? We have to trust what we're hearing from health officials. I'm not a doctor. I can't speculate on those things. I need to listen to what these experts are saying and try to help my constituents be best prepared that they can, you know, to move forward with it. So I advise people to follow them. I do not feel comfortable ordering people to follow them, but I think a strong advisory is very warranted in this situation.
There you go. We've been talking with State Senator Doug Erickson, Republican from Ferndale. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
You betcha, Jason. If we do the right thing, I think we'll come out of this thing stronger than we went in.
I sure hope so. I'm with you on that one. You're listening to The Jason Rantz Show. More coronavirus crisis coverage when we return right here on AM 770 KTTA.